44, which is Tav Shin Dalet. The way to remember, where to look it up in this beautiful sefer, Mishnah Saksuba, no coincidence, this is page Tav Shin Dalet. I kid you not. Page Tav Shin Dalet, the discussion of this Takana. I read you, I mean, I don't know much about it.
It was a clever editor.
Yeah, well, I got it from this, sir. Otra Poskim also talk, I brought that in too. Also talks about it. I read you what it says over here. Says, quote, this is in the 1944, again, Top Shindalad. It says as follows. Kishem Shame'azu me'olam ha'ayom ha'zeh ha'yokoach bezn shal Yisrael l'chayim es'ov v'chir v'shpati gamur ul'chufa b'b'mono b'chol ha'kfios ha'avshorios ha'duchachukios ha'farnes ha'zbona v'zbinos ha'gil sheishonim. That's right. Now we know. There's no other way to read this. It's clear as day what it means. See, so what's the reason? Bishanim Kadmoni is didn't have to go to school. Right? Didn't have to take care of them. So nowadays, if you don't have to take care of your sons and your daughters until they turn 15, they finish their high school or whatever. Alulamem is darder beramatam hamusarit vadatit. They're going to fall apart. So you have to support them until they're 15. That's the push of shot, is that it's nothing to do with a rich person, a poor person. Even a poor person has to feed the children until they turn age of six. Okay? Has to. Fine. Above six, it's only a question of Hombi, he's rich, he's stuck, that's a push. But Yeshman Adayanin should pick Makubadav. But not to Shatakona Zuena El Harchova Shalchir Laws and Esponim Shabine Shesh Barayim Legadlus. Sheeno Elimidin Stokabi Alma. They want to rewrite. This is not the Pshat of Takon, with all due respect. They may not have hope for Takon. They'll only accept the Takon partially. Of Herzog Rabu Zio, they meant with all those people who got together in 1944, Shin Snatch, Tov Shin Dalet. Okay? They meant it should be Mamish, like a real Chiyav Gomer, like until the age of six. Until they say Meferish was until six, now it's 15. How can it be more Meferish than that? And they say, no, it's only Chiyav Stok. They don't want to accept it.
Why did they say Dinamachus?
Well, that's a different story. We're talking about Dinator. They say it's Dinator, not Dinamachus.
Dinator. So they're saying 15.
It's the new six. That's the only way to read it. Right? Let's say 1 plus 5 is 6. 15 is the new 6. Okay, good. Very good. But then, as I mentioned, a few years later, they said 15 is not enough. It doesn't say what year. Maybe he tells you. Nachem Mitzvah Shonim, they got together also, Rabbanut Rashid, to extend it until 18. But they didn't let that see, but they didn't like so much. Why? It wasn't the Kinus Kol Rabbanu Yisrael. In other words, when we say Kol Rabbanu Yisrael, I mean Rabbanu was the chief rabbi. Obviously, they were always badats and the haredis. They were opposed to the chief rabbi. But even when the chief rabbi insisted, when well, they all gathered, well, yes, almost all, in Tav Shin Dalet, a number of years later, let's say how many years, there was a group, and they met to 80, but then those said, we weren't there. In 1976, they wanted to give Tokef no Safa Takanazu. Afa also is Iru Rabbi Al Samchuso, the Chayab Zos, but the kind of Shane is Klal Rabbanu Yisrael. So then in 76, that was the Rabbi Goran and Rabbi Avad Yosef, who were the chief rabbis then. And they said, you don't get everyone together, you can't do it. What happens with the politics, I don't know. The Fichach, the Rabbi Mibotei Adin HaRabbaniyim, HaMishtaychim, the Rabbanut HaRashit, Lo hagim lechayeves ha'av lazun etzvanav raka gil tesor shan. It's unbelievable I can get away with that. Even though they said 18 years later, that wasn't, we're not glorious that one. And even the original takana, till 15, there were those who said, yeah, you can't do that. Even with Rov Binyan, the Rov Binyan, the Rabbanei Ha'arim, the Rabbanei Ha'makirin, the Samchutah, Shal Rabbanut HaRashit. But the Rabbim, the Gedol Yisrael, in that time, they weren't part of this. Then he has a quality problem. Rov Rubam Shal Gedolei HaTorah Bizmanenu. Not just the majority. the majority, the super majority of the Gedolei Torah today, Hemi Talmidem Shel Osim Gedolei Torah, Shelo Hoya Lehem Chelik V'Nachla Himachla Tal Terabanu Terashit Shel Osim Yodim. So therefore, he says, it's not binding on us. His man Achron, he's telling the truth. Pashat Yosera Minhag L'Chayev Esarav L'Azun Esbanav Adil Yitches. Why? He tells the truth. He tells the truth. It was because of the second gathering of the Rabbanim, which was not, it didn't include everybody? No. It's those Mishum Shachok Ezrachim B'Mdinat Yisrael M'Chayev Kach. Law of the land. Not Dinei Mahusa. It's a fact. The law of the land. But, truth is, if the father will say, I only till 15, it'll be hard to go beyond that. It's hard to be beyond that. But, if they want to sign a Haskem Gerushin, Shemechayev Es Echad Me'at Stodim, Lozun Es Abonim, if they sign a divorce decree, divorce settlement, we call it, then it can go till 18, go beyond 18. As long as the Hilchos Kinyonim, Shtaris, that's Moshe, maybe I should do that, but after I'll cap some can roll, but they didn't. Hayo. Right. First question. Who? Me, some choli ish, star, v'shoifer, oleinu. Goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu's talk. Who said you were the chief rabbis? You can promulgate the laws of the party? Me, who said? Yeah, wait, sorry,
what is the difference between the law of the land and the
din of the Malchusa? The din of the Malchusa means that it's an automatic thing. Because the law of the land is something we have no choice but to follow. My impression from this sefer, again, page Tavshin, still on page Tavshin Dalet, it's the one page, is that the reason that the Dayanim these days are using the age of 18, since the government imposes that, I'll say it to you this way. If you won't do it, it won't go. They'll overturn it, they'll do something about it. How do I know that? Because in New York, that's the way it is. It's a CSSA. You know what it stands for? Child Support Standards Act or something like that. You must give a certain amount of money in an event of a broken marriage. Each father has to give X, Y, how much they're making, what the numbers. There's an actual formula. Any Bezdin that thinks that halachically the father's not required to give that much and decides not to give that much, they're wasting their breath. Because you can go very easily to court and have it overturned. Makes no sense to give less than the CSA. Maybe you should give much more. But saying the Eretz Yisrael, that's my read. Why give less than their version of CSSA? They're going to the bagats, you know, the secular court system, they'll just overturn it. So it's absurd. That's how I read what's going on over here on page Tav Shin Dalet. Yes?
Do you have a concept of mas yedah by children as well?
We'll discuss that. Pashtus. The mice of the mice. There is no mas yedah by children.
It's not the kishem of the Rambam.
We'll get to the kishem. Right. The Rambam says kishem, so that maybe the mas yedahim of a child, if they're such lugatui, makes some money babysitting, or I don't know, watering a lawn, how much is he going to make already?
Well, you have strongly, I mean, when you read it, what came to my mind is the concept of emancipated minors.
Right.
Because many kids become child stars, etc.
Oh, a child star. A recording star. Okay. maybe. Possible. So who gives them the right? So it's Yaskil Avdi. Who's Yaskil Avdi? Rabbi Avadya Hadaya. Rabbi Avadya Yosef's Rebbe was presumably part of the Shabbat of Rishit HaKonah. I'm assuming he was one of the chief, you know, main rabbis of the Sephardic community in the 40s. And sure, he was part of that. So he gives explanation, gives a chelik dalet, simtes tzvav. Rabbi Basha Dav Chesem and Beis. We saw it yesterday. Just refresh your memories. Open up the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. Chavisu says the Kasha. How can we be kofat stoka? It's Matan Tzorbis, the Ben Testament days. And those quotes saying Gemara, Rabbi Basha Chesem and Beis. Rashoim b'nei ho'iyo la'asi al kitzosa. Townspeople can impose obligations one on the other. What do you mean townspeople? Who are the townspeople? He claims that if you look in Rashi and Baba Basra, Dav Chesem and Beis, maybe we should take a look at her. Let's just save time. The B'nei Ha'ir Mekablam Aleim as Samchut. I move to page Tavshin Hei. Want to look it up later? This thing runs out before Tavshin Hei and Dalet. So, only those two pages in the very end of volume one. This is the second volume. This is volume one. He says like this. He says, the people accepted the authority of the Gaboyim to make Knasim, to force people to Takanas of Mammon. Af Shechiyav Zeh Heitil Eina Mechuyav Alpid Givei Mitzvah Satzdaka. Here too, Takanas Hatzibur, that the children should be supported by the father until they get to maturity. This way they can finish their studies with the others of their classmates, of their age, and to be trained properly in Torah and Yira. So the Bnei Ayir can make a Takana and a Tzibur, and it's Tokef Mechayev. Even though Bnei Ayir, B'sin HaKisisosam, is given over to the official Zayin Tuvei Ho'ir. You ever had that concept? You hear about the Megillah, where the people know about the Mavasra. The Mesefta Megillah is on the fourth peg, a whole Arichas. Bnei Ayir, Zayin Tuvei Ho'ir, Mavad Anshi, you should have learned that somewhere or other. Right? Say, Sabur, Takpatakli HaTakana, Shirabone HaKihilo, Samufkodim, Alanyone HaKlal, Hema Nechshav Bizmanenu, Zayin Tuvei Ho'ir. How do you like that? I actually printed something about this. Are there Rabbanim really people that can make these takanas as opposed to the Zayin Tuvei Ho'ir, the trustees in the olden days? The case I dealt with was establishing a bezdin. Can the Rabbanim establish a bezdin in the town that should be binding on every member of the town? Get the seven rabbis, representing the seven communities, or seven shuls, or seven whatever you want to call it, kilas. They all make one big bezin for everybody. So I wanted to argue that it works like Shiva Tuvei Ho'ir, because the Rabbanim are the ones who are in charge. Others say, no, come on, they're rabbis. They're only ceremonial social workers, fundraisers, masters of ceremony, preachers, life coaches, you know, all these other kinds of beautiful work which Rabbanim do all the time, comforters, wedding performers. They don't run the town. They don't run the town at all. The Balabatim run the town. We tell them they're Rabbanim run the town. They can't say they're Zayin Tuvei Ho'ir, but they can't make their own bezin. The only one they deal with is stuff. The most average rabbi is only deals with stuff. It's true. The average rabbi in America has nothing to do with the Torah. The money, that goes to is a discretionary fund. There's nothing to do with anything. Kids and immigrants are both signed. That's what he suggests. The rabbi thought maybe the chief rabbi is different. They have an official, even though it's pre-48, this is British mandate. But the British mandate, I don't know if you know that, the history of the chief rabbi goes back to the beginning of the British mandate. The very beginning, they wanted to have a system of government. You know, they have the United Synagogue in England. We want to have a chief rabbi in Israel. They're the ones who started it. And it's actually, in fact, the first chief rabbi was installed in 1919 by Cook, the first chief rabbi of all of Eretz Israel. And it was by the virtue of the British. And they made a whole system of courts. And by the way, they included in the system a court of appeals. So otherwise, the British would not give them the power to have their own judicial authority. Because you have to have a court of appeals. You have it in England. There were those who said, this is insane, the court of appeals. You have no right to do such a thing. No right to do such a thing. Once a psakdin of a bezdin is done, you can't go to, there's no such thing in Jewish law of a court of appeals. So the Yashiv is quoted as saying, no, the Court of Appeals has a very good place in Halacha. In Halacha it says if a Bezdin passes something, and another Bezdin is greater than they are, then they have the right to, in effect, tell the lower Bezdin, hey, guys, change your mind. So that's the way his version of the Court of Appeals. Other things are Takanas Chachamim. Like, over the whole thing is Takanas. They can make a Takana, and in monetary matters, it should certainly work, because in monetary matters, it's called financial and Mammon Kayim. Bleich is upset that the idea of court of appeals is extended to matters of Easter of a Heter as well. The famous story where a particular Bezdin ruled when a question was brought to it that a certain person may not marry another person. It was overturned by the appeal to the chief. What kind of appeal? I think you can't appeal personal status law, only monetary law. So he said, okay, I don't know if the Rabbi Yashiv's theory is correct, and everything can be appealed. But then, of course, the question becomes, is the higher court a greater court, a bigger court? What do they do for political reasons? I don't get involved in that part. That's a different story, not for now. Not for now. But speaking of Gedolin, the Chazon Ish considers the God of Ador for sure, and he quotes the Chazon Ish in Simon Samar Gimel Sukkot Zayin. Toma Takana Shum. You've been there before, right? Takana Shum. You may remember we had it back at that Mem Zayin Rebeis. We first started these in Yonah. The Torah said it, Takana Shum, Rabbi Natan, had this takana that I told you, but there's someone who said his name is Rabbeinu Tam, not because of last week's parasha, Yaakov Ish Tam Yosef Aholim, but the Chasam Sov is one of the quoted, maybe he's called the Tam Larit Kochacha. He must say that the Tochacha, you give all your money away and you lose your daughter, lose your money. You try to overcome that. And then he met Rabbeinu Tam at Takana Shum. How's that binding? Rabbeinu Tam wasn't from time of the Gemara. How's that binding? Right, Chazan Ish like this. The Takonas Chachmei Dor V'Dor Mechayevas Ketakonas Chachamim Bizman HaTalmud. Woo! That sounds pretty powerful. That's a Chazanish. Okay? And the Ram Alshich says, Takonas Eilu B'mili Di Alma Chashuvas B'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki B'glal HaDavar HaZeh Yagir B'Sholem Barts. Do they have certain Takonas? And the Chumash Adeshin, the Reish Pe'alav says, Yeshem Tokav Midoraisim. Nonetheless, there are many rabbis that don't like this. Rav Herzog wanted to put it in the Ksuba, and they wouldn't allow it, wasn't accepted. Fine. When he opposed, yes, sirree, quotes of Rav Stipula, protested sharply against his takona in 1944. He said it's considered to be chukos ha'amim. Aye, the goyim want till 18, they all did it till 15. Doesn't matter. Just forcing them to pay mezonos is considered chukasah. Ani lo mevin. Of course, the Rav Belva didn't like the takana. Chazanish didn't like the takana. Of course, his father, Rav Nachshon Cohen, didn't like the takana. He says, amazing chiddush. Someone who's been called to a betin rabbani to deal with to pay till 18 years old, he should pay right away. And don't go to the Rabbanut. Go to the Rabbanut, chukos amen. Pay right away, it's better. Wow. I don't belong to. In any event, it seems to me it's not chukos amen. If you look at Hilchos chukos amen, you see, in your day, that's not a topic right now, but chukos amen, what's the word chok mean? What's a chok? What's a chok? No? What does the word chok mean? A law which has what?
No rational reason.
Chukas Akam is the same as Zos Chukas the Torah Paraduma. There's no reason. Chukas Akam. There's no reason. But there's a reason. It's not called Chukas Akam. Here there's a reason. In the old days at age 6, you were independent. Today, now you're not independent at age 6. It's so pushy.
They're not updating the top mind.
That's a different story.
I mean, it's not like.
Watch this. Odover Shadogo, the middle of the Chok, ain't time a Dover. Then it's chukos akum. The Marik says so. Avol davar shenogel l'toeles. For example, a doctor has to wear certain clothes. He never knows he's a doctor. But do the lavsho. Marik shorosh pekes. Okay. So therefore, here too, it's done for a rational reason. Rabbi Osai, you can't be at six. Stop supporting him at six. It's impossible. It can't be done. So I don't understand what they want. Why is the chukos akum? I'm not sure what they're driving at. I don't know. I'm sure the Gadol said it. Seems to me that it's hard to hard for me to understand anyway. Rabbo said, let's go a little bit further than that.
They said that some printer is quoting it.
Quoting from the representative. Who quotes it? Orchas Rabbeinu, a very reliable biography to the best of my knowledge. Horowitz from Bnei Brak. What's it? Very chosh. I think it's from Shlomo Zalman's brother-in-law. It's a very, very chashev Talmud Chacham. And I assume that his target is true. I assume. But it's understanding. Now, as I told you before, they have these things called the Padars, Pisken Rabbanim. He quotes that this was never fully accepted. It's some, but they did only called the Tzaka. And he gives examples. Don't consider it Tzaka. Okay? Fine. Rabbi Yosef said, "Takonas Rabbanus Harashis, Eina Elmura Ela Baofen Shein Lebanim Mos Unuchosam Achem Shichol Nispanis Man." Why? Chiyuv Zehu Api Gidrei Achiyuv Lebanus Shebnei Sheishem Ala. So Rabbi Yosef is one of those who reread the Takana. I don't know if Rabbi Yosef was, to my knowledge, was not in the Rabban itself at 1944. He was in his early 30s. He was certainly smart enough to be there. But he didn't have a position there yet. I read in his biography that when he was in the early 40s, sometime in the 1950s, he was appointed to be on the chief rabbinate. And the person who wanted to bring the news was so excited, they paid a salary. You get the same salary as a secular court judge. That's part of being in the state, part of the same system. He had starving children, Rav Eliashiv, starving. He had nothing to eat. Living in Meir Shalom, nothing, a large family. And now his problems were solved for life. So he came to tell the news. He's busy learning. Thank you. Right back to his Gemara. One of those Rav Eliashiv stories, you know. He was always learning. Another one story, very impressive. 1967, they came to Rav Eliashiv, Hakotel Biyadeinu. The whole world was tumbling. Thank you very much. Right back to his Gemara. Anyway, even though it's like Lashon HaTakana Nira L'chora Shaloka D'Reyev, not L'chora, I didn't take out the L'chora. It's clear to get to the 6:15. Mikoma Gov Yesh Behind Agosim Zukin Ela Ara Kabbalasa Shal HaTakana B'Rekerab Tzibura Dayanim. They are the people. The Dayanim themselves haven't accepted this Takana as being completely valid. Then he quotes from Nissen Karelitz. This is not Lud Rabbanut. This is Chazanish's nephew. This is Bnei Brak. He paskins halacha l'maisel, he says. You have to support the kid, the chiyuv gomer. Why? Because the father is mitzvah, l'lam espeno Torah. He has to provide all his needs. If you don't give him food, I'm going to learn Torah. Rest of brackets. Maybe only boys and not girls.
That.
We shall see soon. This is what he quotes over here from Rav Nissen Karelitz. It's interesting, Rav Osai. Until when are you chayiv in Talmud in the Limat Demotzim Shpedecha? This is his expression. I'll digress for a moment. By Yigdalu Anorim, Rav Osai. How old were they when they Yigdalu Anorim? Chazal said in the Medrash Rabbah, 13. You have to take care of your kids till 13, because Yaakov and Esau went to the same school. Mikan ve'elech, what happened? Yaakov went to the base medrash, Esau went to the church. Mikan, says the Chazal, Chayav on the top of Noah, Achigilah Yigilah Shonim, Mikan ve'elech Omer, Baruch Shev Torani Me'onshul Shozeh. That's the source for this bracha. Then the medrash, the rabbis don't say Shem Malchus, because it's only a medrash, and the Vilna Gaon says Shem Malchus, who cares only from a medrash? That's his bracha. What's the nature of the bracha, Rabbi Osai? There's a machlokus, the Mogan Avram, and the Lavush. The Mogan Avram says, once he turns 13, I, the father, am no longer punished for his sins. It's on his own, until then I was chayv. The Lavush is exactly the reverse. Till 13, the kid can be punished because of my sins. Once he's 13, no. Pasuk says, Layum Subar Malavos, Ish Bechet Yumas. Only if he's an Ish above 13. With all that, he's not an Ish yet, so he can get punished for my sins. These are all very difficult. Concept. The biggest kash against this is the pre-regarded kash on the spot. Why not mothers and why not daughters? Why not daughters? Why not mothers? You have to take care of your daughter also, you'll be punished. Why do the mother also have to take care of her kids? Pashas. So my pshat was, and the Radal on the Medrash says it's more or less, that Baruch Shem Torani Me'onshul Shozeh is purely about the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. That's the context over there. Beis Medrash, Yaakov Esav, you have to take the tablets to teach of Torah. And I said, Achidish, the obligation of a limaditim osmus penechem medaber bom terminates at age 13. Where did I get it from? From a Rambam. Look at the Rambam says. Noshim v'avodim uktanim p'turim mitalmud Torah. Rav Osai, the Rambam was the best expositor that we know of in history. He wrote things so clearly, everything's exactly the perek with halacha, with sentences in this beautiful Hebrew. You start off in the left foot. You get a minus something in your composition in this yeshiva, in a writing class for this. You start off on the left foot. What's going on here? I will cut on Ovev Chayav Lam Latorah Shnamem Matas Menechon Dabar Bov. Fine. My pshat is as follows. The word is only katan when the boy turns 13, will he mat the most of his benekim, terminates. No more. He runs wild at the 13. Chas shalom. The father has to train his child to be a mensch in all which ways, including learning Gemara and everything. Will he mat them as only to learn Torah Shabbat? Only that's it. Only Torah Shabbat. That's it. Only Shabbat. Okay? That's what the amount of them are both saying. So I'm saying Mimonashar over here. In my view, it stops at 13. So Baruch Shep Torah and Moshe Shosem means, till now, the amount of them apply. Now he's 13, doesn't apply anymore. And that's what the minig became. When does he say the bracha, the father? Right now, what's that minig nowadays? When the child what?
After he
gets his first aliyah. Know that he read from the Chumash Allah, from the Sefer Torah aloud. The father did his job. He taught his son rudimentary Torah Shabbat. He finished with Imanta and Baruch Shabbat Torah. Why am I saying all this? Because if you assume that the Rav Nissen Karel says that you have to take care of your children, that's the Lashon over here. He says as follows. He says, Mitzuvah Lamas Menot Torah. Otherwise, you can't learn. Maybe it only applies to the boys, not the girls. He says in the brackets. I don't know, I'm just surprised I didn't say it that way. If it applies only to boys and not to girls, has to stop at 13. For the amount of them stops, then he has to act based on this rabbi. I don't think he stopped at 13. I think it should include girls too. Not so much for the amount of them in a formal sense. It's the obligation of a parent to train him to give proper chinuch to his child, which ends beyond 13. It never stops, that's the truth. But okay, but in the formative years, the father has his obligation. So he got through the back door. Got to the back door of Osai. Nothing to do with the chief rabbinate, nothing to do with Kakonos, nothing. Through the back door of the Chiv of Talmud Torah. Fine, we'll take it. It's fascinating, Rabbi Osai. The Otzer Apolskim talks about all this as well.
Why not all the other things in the Gemara, like living, swimming? I mean, the Gemara has a bunch of things.
You want to know why I make a Baruch Shem Tarani when I do a Bris Milah, when I do a Pidyon HaBen, when I marry him off? That's the biggest Baruch Shem Torah. When I marry him off, and when I teach him swimming, when I teach him a trade. Good question. The Chazal only attacking when it comes to Lulimot Torah, and it's based upon the Pesukim of Hebrew or in the Medrash, and then we feel it appropriate to extend this to other milestones, if I may. I should also tell you, once we're on the topic, I wasn't going to discuss it, but since you raised the issue, Lanias Daiti. That's the pshat in the father's obligation to make a sudum at a bar mitzvah. Because he discharges obligation of the matatem, the same as he makes a sudum when the grifs and the pinyon of Ben in the wedding. So he'll ask, he should make a sudum when he teaches him how to swim. In Chinam, he gets his Red Cross deep water certification. But I once get discharged at a graduation. Oh, graduation. I mean, now he's supposedly self-sufficient, taught him a trade. I'm sure graduation from what? BA from Yeshiva College. I don't know how far it'll get you. You have to wait for a law school degree, a med school degree, whatever degree, you know. Baruch Shem Tarani, a tuition, shalom. Is tuition an onesh? I don't know. There's a lot of high tuitions in these kinds of schools. But I go to graduate, I said, over this Tartar, and in Chanam, I agree with you. Not for Baruch Shem Tarani, but for a suit. Let's go back. Simon Ayan Aleph Ramos is a Simon, which talks about the obligation to support children. On the share some of the wisdom of the author of Poskim. In Siman Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph, they say something which is amazing. I never would have known this. I'm not such a big book here, some of the Rishonim. I never would have known it. Look what he quotes. He quotes over here, we all assume, Zechir B'Drabonon, right? It was Takonos Usha, would have preceded Takonos Usha, according to some. All right, that's a question of when it actually came about. But there are those who suggest it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. According to the Rambam, they suggest if Moshe ishes min haTorah, kishen yovar, word for word, also min haTorah. Who said this? It's a thing called the Os Hi LaOlam, which I can tell you what that is, but I don't know what it is. Os, or maybe in the back, I'll tell you. Who's the Os Hi LaOlam? Oh, beautiful little guy in the back. They don't say anything about it, they say their names. Look it up. Osi Leola. Rishua Raphael Pinchas di Shigora was printed in Izmir in the years Tuf Resh Tez Zayin to Tuf Resh Chafei. I think it's 1916 to 1925. Okay. Sometime, a little 100 years ago, this was, came out. Oh, he suggests Yovart. That's a Kashem. Then he says as follows. Who all that's the Raisa? Ramon Chelio. Adner Ramamma Milibavich. Okay. Other and there'd be other riots. Most people disagree. Say, no, it's only a chiyum with the rabbanon. It's only with the rabbanon. Rabbi Osai to feed the children. Rabbi Arai to be feirish in Pirush and Chumash, and the Rishonim seem to say exactly the same thing. It's purely with the rabbanon. That's the general consensus view. It's purely with the rabbanon. But he quotes a source over here, which I was completely unaware, which is quite a. An amazing source. Somewhere in one of these, somewhere it's in here. The Ralbag, in his Pirush al Torah, the Ralbag, in his Pirush, you know, Parashat Mishpatim holds that Mezonos of Ketanei Ketanim are the Oraisa. Or the Oraisa, opposed to Tosis and Gittin Mem Zayin, who seems to say it's purely Midrabbanan. It's a Machlokas. Already amongst the Rishonim, somewhat beforeish, aside from the various diukim that we've had. There are those who seem to say it will be a chiyuv midoraisa. Okay, I'm not an expert in the Ralbag. Does anyone here own a Ralbag on the Torah? Ralbag was a goyin. He was on many things. He was a scientist, an astronomer. I just read today there's some planet somewhere, there's a certain something which is called Rabbi Levi's something. And then it's the Ralbag. Levi Ben Gershon. I don't know, just letting you know that he's quoted over here in Otzer Poskim as saying that the Din D'Oraisa based on Psukim, Ralbag in the Chumash and Perek Chaf Aleph. Okay? That's what he said. But again, most Poskim hold. And it's purely midrabbanan. However, even recently, there were those who say, no, Ashad v'daraisa. Who says, for example, among the recent poskim, what of Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, he was upset. He says, if you have to go shnorgel to feed your wife, remember that Ezer Mikodesh? It was a little cigar otherwise. Hoyav Shaloma, the man who spilled the Mazonas Abonim in the Mazonas Iman Abba, we discussed it yesterday. Yesh Bogam Losa said, Umuchuya of Lachzer al Apsochim. How do you like that? How do you like that? It's a very amazing din. So there are those who hold, it's actually a din daraisa. Let's go further than that. What about the following situation? The guy has money, but he's wasting his money. He gambles it away, he buys lottery tickets. Yesh, the Marsham. Yesh fiat bezden liakev, shal yivaz bezden chosov. Because shal yivachakach biyodenu, ligwas bimenu de meim azomis. Kona choshe mishpat, and Ebenezer. If the bezden thinks he's going to waste away his money to go to a far away, he'll spend it in the Riviera, throw the money away gambling. May a royal la'aka vayoda v'mashevcha. Stop from leaving Eretz Yisrael. It's called Ikuv Tzav Ikuv Yitziyah Ben Haaretz. Don't leave. He leaves. He's going to throw away his money. And he has to support his children. So writes Dayan Weiss. And the truth is, there's a basis for it, not with respect to your children, but with respect to your wife. Believe it or not, in Simen Ayin Vov, Siv Zayin. Give a look at Shulchan Aruch, you have it? Simen Ayin Vov. Sim Zayin, a fascinating case, which we of course don't have nowadays, you'll see in a minute why, but it is quite amazing. No say Adam Kama Nashim. The Chab has no Chachmas. In the Sephardi lands, you know he mentions Rabbi Negershim and Simon Aleph, he says, Alon is Pasha Bechol HaMedinas. We can have many wives. Okay? We can have many wives. They need to call it Akim. Wife A cannot stop him from marrying wife B. Uhu, she yeyocho, liten, share, ksus, ono, karoi, lecholachas, viachas. Okay? But he says, if he's unable to do so, she can stop him from taking a second wife because she won't be able to, she'll die of starvation. So she can do things which are extraneous to the issue of the money. Because we know otherwise we're going to run out of money. So too, you can stop from leaving Eretz Yisrael, you can run away and run out of money and then his gambling trip and his kid's going to starve. So you can stop him, is what he says. Amazing. Go a little bit further in this altar. It's all altar poskim simon. I and Alec all in Sif Cotton Alf. Spans many pages. The following very, very important point. It's over here that a mother cannot exempt her husband from child support. Should be Pshat Alef. Mother, what's the mother doing? The father can't support the children. Mother can't pater him. Can't pater. There's no way she can pater him. So there's a whole tumult whenever we have a discussion in Besdin. How can you make it binding? So that they'll reach an agreement of the mother and father, and then she'll come again and say, okay, I'm now want more money for my kids. The whole pilpul, how do you do that? What are you going to do? Ein name, Rabbi Israeli says, Ein name, Yechol Av, Mizona, Shechayav, Liyoladav, Shein Chav, Liyoladav, El Shlom Yadach. He says, well, the mother accepted upon herself to take care of it. So the kid doesn't care, you get it from the father, you get it from the mother. So then, it's not really working for Torah's Mechila. It's a kind of an idea that they made a deal, and she's going to support them. So she, every understanding you make, you're going to support them. The kids are not going to lose anything. So therefore, the deal was made. The mother agreed to support the kids. She can't come back next to Bezin and say, now I want the husband to support the kids. Because no, you made a deal. She can't be merkel of the kids, but she made a deal. It's like a piron. Let's say, for example, the father's a good father. He gives his wife $100 to support the kids for the week. And she has to not give him 5 Cheerios. I gave her $100. Sitting over here, they make him kind of a settlement. And the settlement includes that he's going to support her, even though support the kids. She gave in if it wasn't as much as she would have liked. Doesn't make a difference. It's an understanding, a mutual understanding. That's what it says. Okay, so it's very, very important. Now, what happens, Jamos, in the following case? Happens all the time. The mother supports the children, and now she wants back pay, back child support. Everyone knows about the legal system, it's a whole tumult. Back child support. They already supported her, now she wants back child support. The whole Oz Tetzvah, the whole discussion, okay? The people who asked about the Chavetzel HaSharon, who was the Rav Babat, who was from the Gedolei Olam, he was the Rebbe of my Shtibu Rebbe from Queens, Chavetzel HaSharon, as he would pronounce his name. It was his main Rebbe, and then he has to look at Rabbi Shapiro. He was himself a Gedolei Olam. He says like this, you're asking me, you're assuming you have to pay her for this man. Sha'abah, not so push it to me. Who said it's true? You have to get forced to support them, but once she supported them on her own, it's like Porea Chobo Shulchaveiro. So if you pay someone else's debt, then you can't expect to get the money back. That's it, finished. Okay? We'll see later where that comes from. It's also in Ksubas as usual. But it says over here, the Padar says, majority vote. Cash is the words over here. This is the Rekhaim. Kishato enes, leyacholti liros bonai mesin barov. I couldn't see my kids dying of starvation. Umahalchim b'li ksus, walking naked. Alkein zante mishali, and the father was in Medina Siam in China. I couldn't get the money from on the spot. Ein mezeh poreachov shachaveiro. Rather, it's comparable to, let's look at Shulchan Aruch, I'll say, Simon Peites, Siv Beis. I'm just curious. Is that in my Makomas? Take tests? No. I'll be the next sheet. It all ties in. This is the Peitas about Kvuru. Kvuru is a topic that we don't talk about too much, but, you know, it's part of life. Peitas, Siv Beis. Lorato the Kovra, the husband's a bum. Won't take out the money to bury his wife. The Omar Acher, the Kvara. Someone else paid the money and buried Reuben. Shimon buried Reuben's wife. Bezin, Motzin, Mibala, Venost, and Mazer. They go back to Reuben. Shimon lost his wife. And Reuben buried her. They'll go to Shimon and demand that he reimburse Reuben for the burial expenses. Why? I couldn't see a wife move to the Mizayan, not being buried. It's ridiculous. Something over here that gives an example to that. I couldn't see the wife, the kids starving to death. Couldn't handle it. That's what he says. It's interesting. We should not compare it to what we said before, Horea Shal Chobo Shal Chavera. Okay. Shal Chavera. Number one, there are individuals who say that leniency, or that tour, is limited to a case of Takonis Mizonos. Yeah, it's true. Take a look at Tosis, this on the Marma Comus. Kuf Ches Amad Aleph. What was that? Kuf Ches Amad Aleph and Tosis. Give a look, please. Kuf Ches Amad Aleph. That's the question.
I understand. According to that day.
Right, that's right.
Why wouldn't her, if she had income, why wouldn't that be covered because she had income?
A father is obligated to support his children irrespective of how much money is the...
That's not the issue. Here it's the wife claiming back pay.
Right. So she wants that back pay. Hubby, ex-hubby, you are obligated to pay, and I pay it now.
She arguably had an obligation. Well,
no. No.
If she was supporting herself.
No. In a chinami. You're asking if it's part of the obligation to support the wife and it doesn't exist for whatever reason, then he shouldn't be obligated to support the kids either. Well, we saw it before. We passed a ball up to you. There never was a wife. You still have to pay. So, take a look at Tosis. Kuf Ches Amad Aleph Masechta Ksuvos. Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? What happened over here? Look at the word, top line. Porea Chobo Shechavero. The Gemara suggests over here that Ibn Esmoso, Chanan says, Ibn Esmoso, Reuben pays back Shimon's debt, gone. Lost the money. Look at the last narrow lines in Rashi. Ben Yachalo Malo, Eschovcha parati shalemen. I paid up your debt to pay me. No, we don't say that. Rabbi Natan limits this significantly. Again, Tosus and the last Tosus on the Kuf Ches Amud Aleph quotes a Rabbi Natan. So the fifth line of Tosus. I redacted the Mizonos Ishto. Then and only then, if someone pays off his debt to his wife, then we say you threw away your money. Can't be reimbursed. Why? Mishabhachi Potter. Why? Dinadaba Borashim Eschayim Zehabal Mazonos. Why? Shema Yayokoli Potter Mishahisha Atma Hoysim Sam Semes Hilo Hoysam Motza Mishamanti Lamos. She would have been, you know, skipped. I forgot the Postkola Bezin Mari. The viewer is a slob, if you will, using up the entire amount that Bezin gave. They gave you a high amount, you shouldn't have used it all. That's what the Tosis is saying. Homani Khanani Kaloma. Hi Porea Maribos Khov the Ari Bochanan Mozono Isho Davko Bhanani. Suggesting it's limited to this kind of a case. Okay? the design of a case. Oh, so having said this, Rabbi Osai, that's limited to this kind of a case. Olam Mizon is Ishto, she would be Mitzamtzeim. No, she'd be Mitzamtzeim and give her children less. As a matter of fact, that's what happened in real life. This is right over here, and again, this is also a poskim. Sif Simon Ayin Alf Sif Kot Alf Os Tezvok. That's what he says. Okay. Uvefrat the Nire Shekain Osasa Shapina So Asma Viladeha Mimashir Vicha. Then Kain Ain Lo Al Abal Al Bala Klum. That's it. It's once she paid the money on her own, she has no tightness against her husband. Then he quotes from the Piskei Din Rabboni. She claimed, I couldn't see them, Rabbi Osai Kriksha. I just simply couldn't see them dying of starvation. Okay, so you mentioned a little bit before. So then the chayv, the same as you saw by the burial situation, right? Because you can't see that it's going to be a bizayin. Okay. The Marsham says the same thing based upon the tour in Simon Kuf Yudches. Let me see the tour. What happens, again, I'm not sort of scanning, but we'll just see this briefly if we can find it. What happens if a woman, Rabbi Osai, is asked by Yisomim to take care? So she has this kind of a status of what we call a trustee, an apotropos. And if she has really no alternative but to support them. Very, very long, this door. Somewhere in the middle, as he says, that the woman can say, they were lying upon me. It's my job, in effect, to support them, and I expect to be reimbursed. You know what it goes back to? Shut, Harimi, Gash, and the Rambam. You know, far back it goes. This concept that I'm an apotropos, taking care of my children, that I have no choice but to get the money to feed them. Can't wait around until Bezin grinds its wheels. And therefore, the father has to pay her back. This is too long. Wow. How long is this? It's endless. 2 years is so short. Oh my goodness. It's in there somewhere, okay? Shinak Patropos here too. It's for their good that the... she feeds them, and she can demand the money back support from her husband. Oh, then we discussed the question what we said is the concept of mechila. The almana takes 2 to 3 years. By neshes ish, it happens right. We saw this week. It happens right away because he should have come and asked for the money right away. The question will be true. That might not apply when she's not living with her husband. She's talking about a separated or divorced couple. So therefore, the fact that she hasn't come to demand the money earlier is not an indication that she has in fact forgiven it. She's not around. That's what he quotes over here. These are all pilpulim over here, and again, Otzer, Aposkim, Simon, Ayin, Aleph, Sukkot, Aleph, Oz, Tezvot. All this is in this whole discussion. Okay? I'm wondering about Osai. If this is true, by a Mugureshes, there's no implicit mechila right away because she's not not married to him anymore. It's a big hassle to ask him for money. What about they're separated? It's a new category, separated. I've seen on the forms, are your parents married, separated, or divorced? It's a whole new category called separated. It's a legal character. It's a separation agreement. I thought it would apply in that case as well, that she's not around to ask for the money. Okay. Narabosai, since I've been involved in some of these cases.
See, when you have to call,
what?
The current case is separation. It's not a mechuyev. Only in a case that's called Megureshes.
Oh, if a carrot. If she's Megureshes, mamish, up he didn't tell her, there's no chiv of his own. I showed you like two places yesterday. Only Megureshes. There ain't a Megureshes, things of the same. Once it's for completely Megureshes, there's no chiv of his own, it's not Megureshes. However, but as far as the children are concerned, he certainly does have.
But for her,
not. No, not. Right. When they're separated, maybe depends why they're separated. That's Simon Ayin Sifri Beis. Let's show it one more time. I'll tell you why I want to show it to you. I had a big fight in the. After I went to this meeting, attended the meeting I went to last Thursday. Can I tell you? Amazing meeting. There was a Va'ada. And the Va'ada is an official governmental committee. Shared by somebody whose name is Cohen, who was the Givat Mordechai. Never met him before. And it has on it three distinguished rabbonim. One is Rabbi Ratzon Arusi, who was a very famous rabbi. Once an annual conference, he asked if I can come this year. I said, I can't come. I spoke there once. And Rabbi David Malka, who was a very distinguished Dayan who lives in Hanof, this is Dayan in Petah Tikva. Rabbi Benjamin Be'eri, was a Rebbe, who was a Dayan in many places, but he was a Rebbe in Karim Yavne, and to this day lives in Karim Yavne. He hasn't taught there for many years. Two of them were in favor of the prenup, and one is against it. And they found out through a young fellow who works in the Sfarad HaMishpatim, who knows my son Rafal, in Beit Sharan, Beit Shemesh, I'm living in town. They start calling me, he has to come. Now my schedule was so packed, I didn't have any time, except for those 3 hours. 2 to 5, last Thursday I had time. There's a Mashkocha for it. I went to the meeting, I don't know if it's accomplished anything or not. There was a discussion over there about is the husband obligated to support his wife when they're no longer living together. I said, depends whose fault it is. So Barry said, it's not exactly the way you say it. So we discussed this by Rechas and Shir just the week before. The Mordechai, the Ritva, it was last week. I'm not sure if it was a character. I think it was a person. I can't remember what was one of them. So let's take a look over here in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Ayin Sifri Beis. Aisha Sheyotza Mi Beis Vala V'Hochol L'Bayis Acher. In Bo Machmas Tana Sheish V'Shkuna Sheyotziu Oleh Hashem Rami Yotzi B'Zeh. Chayav L'Zuna Shamin Bapim Tavo B'Zonos. Avon Lo Tvot Mochla M'Zonos L'Shavetz. It's this idea of the Mechil, which we spoke about. The Mechil, we said, happens right away. You don't have to wait 3 years. Take a look at the Gra, Sukkot Mem Zayin, quoted from the Ran, which is Nun Hay in the base. What is the Pasidic Gra? Dafka Amana, 3 years. Avalesh Sish, Afilu Shahatas, Amana, we should have the Mitzina, Midida, Kon Mitzigasa. That's what the Ran said. She can support us up as a kid, looking for Mitzis. When I was a kid, looking for Mitzis, when you go shopping, looking for the word Mitzia in quote means it's cheap. They have all the Matisse, you go bankrupt from all the Matisse. But Matisse, they hit all the Matisse in the streets. Like that guy's going around in the, you know, the wheelies, getting Matisse, yeah. Masha Enkein, Be'eshes Ish, the Kona Chasel and Bali, even the Matisse got the husband. So then, we can say, she should have called, asked for the money right away. If she didn't, she loses it right away. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, all say the same thing. Okay, this is for your information. Fine. As the Ramah, that's what I'm discussing in our case. It's a fight with each other. They can't live together. And it's his fault, that's how I translate it. It's her fault. Ain't Sarah Lashalin. But if it's his fault, it was a ktata. And she can't live with him, since it's full, then he has to pay. It's exactly as I quoted it. So Rabbi Avi said, well, not so simple. What about Moredes? Whoops, I read this. Moy is allowed. We're going to get to that later, down the road. It's hopefully get to it sometime. We'll say it in English next month, the month of December, which is really all we have left. The last year is in December, so we have to wind with the summer to try to finish all these things. I don't want to finish. I have a goal to get to a certain daf. I want to finish. My goal, I'll tell you now, is to get to the Vayin Beis. That doesn't mean I'm going to every single Gemara, of course, obviously, but say I want to start the next month. And the general itself, Vayin Beis, so you can cover in the hair. That's the biggie over there. I want to start with that. We had an introduction last time with the Ksuba. There's a new introduction to that. That's so important that people don't know anything about it. And it's the Ksuba said, my goal is to get until there, whatever you want to do, before that time. We'll see. Will we won't. Try our best. Anyway. So he said, Morris alive. She says, he's disgusting to me. So yes, he said, yes. Whose fault is that, that he's disgusting? That's a very difficult question. So she said, if it's his fault that she fights with her, then I'm right. If it's his fault, I only put on 100 pounds and she can't look at him anymore, so whose fault is that? Maybe it's his fault, but it doesn't say that she gets results. It's not kind of a case. It doesn't really matter that much in our prenup, but just an argument we had a few days ago. I wanted to bring it to your attention here in this part of the world. Anyway, let's go back to where I started. So we're discussing this kind of case over here. Let's figure this thing out. Okay? So we see over here that if she spends money and the question of back support, whether she can ask it, get it or she can't get it, is a matter of some dispute. Fine. Let's go further. She didn't ask for it, she's Michael. That's what we just saw. But the idea is that, let's look at that run for a second, okay? I think it's Nunheim and Bays and not here. Maybe we may have had it once before. I don't remember the Makaris anymore. Let's try Nunheim and Bays in the old print. On the new print. Wait a minute. Sorry. Here we are. Let's try the new print. Kuf Samavav. Yeah, we read this once before together in Shia. Let's read it again. Kuf Samach Vav in the new print. Nunheim Beis Lotman Amon. Kostav Ramban. Daf Kalmon Hu Deboya Shtayim Begimel Shonim. Find the Nukat Amon. I will let you see Shah Fidu Shos of Shoachas Lom Tova Mizon Hosea Hipsi Dasan. The Amon Daf Kalmon Hu Bishum De Efshom De Mitzvah Midi Da Kagom Mitziyasa. I will let you see Shah To Kol Nechasel Levala Midi Dei Kom Mitzvah Here it is. The Galgel im Baleim Lesaya. Which means there are many women who are going to skimp and they'll be Michael, but they want to, you know, they don't want to be so technical. This is Dole's question from yesterday. He gets a funny feeling. Why are we being so technical over here? The answer I told him. This line encapsulates my answer. Darkon shall noshim alesa and anoshim, the Galgel im their spouses. This is only a push comes to shove. Everything we're learning over here, just know what the official halacha is. This doesn't happen. And almost all happily marriages, this never happens. Whether they make joint decisions. But it's important to know, the halacha, what the ikara din is. Keep that in mind. This is the answer to your question from yesterday. This is a rarity. But that's what he says over here. If she's Megureshes, you can't say dark or legal. I think, if you ask me, if they're separated, it's the same thing would apply. No dark or legal, if they're separated. There's already a tension between them. Cain nearly. Oh. But now we come to this part of the sheet. This is page Tav Shin Zayin. And the beautiful statement of Mishnah Naksuba. Look what he says. Mikubal. That when the Bezdin decides how to get everything together, you know, yeah? What's the meaning? They'll be a new Dentura. Because food is more expensive, clothes are more expensive, and the money you gave me is not enough. To avoid this, Okay, what's it called? The consumer price index. You peg it to the consumer price index. As it goes up, your obligation goes up. Just they have to come back every single week to come back to fight in Bezin again. Follow me? This is what it says over here? Okay, a fascinating concept. This is what they did, they're doing the Bote Din in Eretz Yisrael. Very nice. Question now is a very significant question. These agreements that are being made through Bezin, are they the acceptance of a new obligation on the part of the husband to support his children? Well, no. It's the old obligation found in the din, with the din of Doraisa, the din of Rabbanan, the Takonos, Rabbanos, Rashi's, whatever. Except they're making an estimate how much it is. Is it a new obligation, or is it simply a, what he calls a reshuma, an estimate of how much the old obligation was? And what did you think? There's a whole back and forth between the husband and the wife, and then back to the lawyers and fire. It's my son, the whole yom. Is it a new acceptance, or is it merely an estimate of what the straight halacha really says? Well, what would you say? Old one. That's what I would have thought. He writes the following shalom. Yesh lachkor. Is it a chiyuv mamon chodesh? Well, no. But the Raisa, the Rabbanon, the Tekonon, ain't going to Chiyav Chodesh. Hachlot and Shemot Bezin, v'lo yoser. My nafkamina, sounds like I'm saying Shiva Shachakira. My nafkamina, is it this way? Is it that way? Can we make it dependent upon a change in his matzav? He's making more money, he's making less money. The kid has special needs, or their needs are reduced. So if it's just a shuma, it goes up and down. You need a new estimate. But if they made a specific obligation, paying X dollars, that's it. You can't change it around. You can peg it. You can peg it to a certain price index that you certainly can do from the beginning. That's the new new obligation that he accepts. But is it a change? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. He gives an example. You need less money. Less money. Woman needs less money. Yeah, they went into it, they got into a yeshiva, they pay, take care of their food, they take care of their shelter, they take care of all their needs. What do you have to pay for? Oh, yeah. I once had a case where Rebbe said, it pains me so much. I made a mistake, I think. It was a case we dealt with, where it's 17 years ago plus, but it was a fight between the husband and the wife. Husband was very wealthy, wife had nothing. And it was a question of child support. And they had to give the kids with the wife. And so they put a very high child support on him in the previous whatever agreement that was made. Now he comes and says, now it's the month of June. It was June of that year. And they're going to camp. I paid the camp tuition. Camps are a lot of money. Now I have to pay more money. They're already in the camp. They get everything. They get food. They get whatever you need. There's no expenses in camp. So he wanted a reduction. So I gave him a reduction. Make perfect sense to me. It was a strategic error. It was a mistake. I should have left it the way it was. What was it called? It was called a stipulation. Pendente delite, or some kind of Russian, which I think comes from the Latin. It's not your kid of law, your chaver. Something or other. I think it was a strategic mistake, which has terrible implications. But that's what it means. Can you change it? Don't change it. I paid the camp. You know what camps cost? I mean, today it's out of sight, but even then, it was a lot of thousands and thousands of dollars. I already paid.
What were the repercussions about changing it?
They're too painful to discuss.
Pendant life means it's an interim order.
Interim order,
right. It means you change it. It was only temporary.
Exactly. So they made it for 6 months, whatever it is. He said, these 2 months, the other months, they're staying with their mother. I understand. I give them the money. These 2 months or 6 weeks. I still think it's 100% right. But I think. She was upset, and she left the Bezin, went to court. The whole din Torah fell apart. And with disastrous results. And part of it is, the question was, how much have to give Charles? It was a tremendously high amount that the court wanted, whatever. And I said, it's correct, because that's the lifestyle of Gevir. The guy was a super Gevir. He didn't agree with me. I remember, the din Torah was in my shul. Took him around the corner to a doctor, was a bunch of children, and they lived a nice lifestyle. Ski vacations in the winter, and summer camps in the summer, and Pesach here. This is the kind of lifestyle. Rabbi, this other rabbi came from a part of the world, which I don't know why he didn't know about these things. And I'm trying to convince him, how much it cost him? He didn't want to go along with it. He didn't want to be, what, this is the case he wanted to give to get right away. I told you he didn't want to give to get right away. And I couldn't, we couldn't outvote him because it was a very sad story. So one of the reasons why I joined the Bezdin of America was because of this. The story is a very, very bad story. And I saw right away that it's, I don't want to talk more about it right now.
Not because the parties left the base team?
The woman, after we took away the pendente lighter for those 6 weeks, she was upset, even though it made perfect sense. So she was saying, I'm out of here, I'm going to court.
So was that a strategic error? Did you made a decision based on the way you thought? And if the party choose to, you know, if the party's upset and goes to a different form, that's, how can you does a rub and basing have to anticipate the party may take it, go sell the place else?
Listen, I'm not saying, in retrospect, it's an error. I make many errors. Some errors I make when I make them, they're an error. And some errors I make in retrospect, they're an error, because I would have been better off without doing it that way. It would be better, whatever. There are a lot of other considerations.
She would have been less upset. She
might have stayed, and maybe the other rabbi could have been outvoted, and maybe could have convinced the other rabbi.
She got a worse deal to the person.
I don't know what would have happened to the court. One thing, there's no get to this day. Still no get, and she's not by herself. I don't want to say more than that. So you can understand where it weighs on me somewhat, but the kids got all goofed up. A lot of kids.
But is it proper to take into account how the parties are going to respond to the halachic decision you're going to make?
The answer is, what we could have done, we could have postponed it, or we could have done some other trick, you know, and we could have compensated for it later on. We could have done, in retrospect, maybe.
Is that what I'm asking?
Of course, we did the right, I think we did the right thing.
I mean, is it appropriate to take into account whether people will be in a couple that didn't?
Normally not. But when you deal
I don't see it as a mistake, to be honest.
Well, when you talk about, how should I say it, the nicest possible way, one of the Aseres HaDibros is going to be violated, you have to think again, even if it's sort of an overarching kind of a consideration.
This was also, as you said, it was an interim order, so it was a procedural
order. You're right, but I'm saying, again, I don't think the Bezin was, I don't think that everyone in the Bezin did the right thing. Without saying too much, Dayana was supposed to, not take money from a particular party any more than is appropriate.
Wait.
I'll say it that way.
When was this, more or less?
I told you this happened in 1997. So exactly when it happened. I know the month when it happened. But it was a sad story because I actually had two cases the same month. Two Aguna cases. I will say Lishvacho, one of the Dayanim in both cases was Rabbi Peretz Steinberg, who we know who he is, a rabbi from Queens, who I know for many, many years. Wonderful Talmud Chacham. He was with me in the first case. He sat with another rabbi, also a big, wonderful Talmud Chacham. We saw right away, there's some funny guy over here. We got the gate right up front. We met him once, we saw him, said, before the next session, we're going to go do the gate. Baruch Hashem, it worked out. Right? The other case, I tried to do the same thing. I was sort of bad. So Rabbi Steinberg agreed with me. The other rabbi wouldn't allow it, and he wouldn't allow us to be outvoted, and he wouldn't, it was taking too much money. It was too painful to discuss. And the result of this whole thing, but I took him to see this, how people live in Riverdale. They weren't from Riverdale, these people, but just to give an example, this is from somewhere else. He wouldn't budge. Anyway, this whole thing is a very sad story. I'm sorry to talk about sad stories, but it has to do with this idea. How much do you give? So once again, a nafkamina, if there's a change of situation, of status, what's halacha? Rabbi Yashiv says it's an independent obligation. And therefore, he says something amazing. Since it's not a regular obligation of mizonos, he says, what will happen if the children find a metzia? So a metzia, the child finds a metzia, and is getting mizonos from the father, should go to the father. They're not getting mizonos from the father. They're getting some separate obligation. That's a quote say from Rabbi Yosha. How do you like that?
What happened to the old obligation?
Maybe it's less. We don't know what it is. This is considered to be a new obligation.
It's troublesome if you're indexing them, because then it's arguably rivers. It's one thing to say it's an estimate.
Interesting. Good question. Rabbi Yosha is quoted over here on page Tovshin Yud. He says, not Chiyuv is on his abundant. And you're not entitled to the Maas Yadayim or the Metziah of the children. For the Shut Marshal and the Beis Meir to prove his point. So he says that's the whole Shaila. Is it a new Chiyuv or is it the old Chiyuv? This is all on page Tavshin Yud over here, Tavshin Tesin Yud. In this discussion of what is the nature of these kinds of financial agreements. It's a very complicated business. Okay. Let's go a little bit further.
As soon as he trades it in, like in a property settlement, for a lump sum obligation, it becomes a whole different animal.
Maybe you're right. You know what he says at the end of the day? Make a distinction. If it's Heskem Geirushin Anogea L'Kriyas Schum Amazonas Levat, it's just one thing, one special agreement. How much he pays the children? Maybe we can say, as you suggested, it's not a new obligation. Just an estimate of how much he owes. That's all. But he says, in Eskema Gerishin Kolel B'Tocho Es Kol Chalukas Eruchush Vesteri Hamamon Shemein Abal Isha V'Kitzvas Hamazonos Nikbas Al Pi Eskemim Elu U'Machmosom V'Hainu Sheskimu B'Neihem Lachlok as the Rosam Bishove, Utmura Zos Yishai Vabal, the Kitzva Gadoli also, the Kafishi Yukovlo, Bulavachi, Olevich, Oven Zanire, Shachain Chi of Chodesh Nasakan, the Ainabi Adashuma Bialma, Afkimina for the things we said before. Interesting. And we'll call an integrated settlement, which includes how much we're going to do with the apartment, and what we're going to do with the property, what we're going to do with the support. One big agreement. Then it's hard to say it's just a straightforward support obligation. We did it to Gemara. It's a whole separate. So Rabbi Yosha would be right in that kind of a case. I think that's probably correct.
And this is more typical because
you're right.
Usually wants to give more
you're right.
support for the kids. So
you're right. Well,
he'll err on that side.
Okay. Next question: can you prevent it from leaving Eretz Yisrael? What does that mean? If it's a new obligation. Like anybody else who owes money, you can stop from leaving the country. You're not going to be able to pay. You can run away. But if it's only the old obligations, we had suggested, it's just a chiyuv to pay. According to most authorities, after a certain age, it's only tzedakah. What age? 6, in the old days, maybe 15, or 18, whatever. Those who don't hope for that. If it's only a chiyuv of tzedakah, you can't stop from leaving the country. You're not going to get tzedakah. That you can't do. Okay, so this is this fascinating discussion over here. Rabbi Osai.
The law is very tough. I mean, they actually have debtors' prisons for not paying child support.
Yeah, they don't have it here. Deadbeat dads? They put in jail.
It's not the same circumstance.
They put deadbeat dads in jail.
There they can prevent them from leaving the country. That is one of the specific categories.
Right here, well, he's in jail, he can't leave the country. That's true.
And here, who wants to leave the country?
Oh, okay. Rabbi Osai.
No, not until he makes child. It's very tough.
Rabbi Osai, let us discuss something fascinating. Watch this. Let's go to the Rambam. The Rabbi Osai and the Rambam has in Perek Chof Aleph and Hilchos Ishus. Very important. We're not discussing it. A critical issue, which results in many, many bitter fights, which I've dealt with over years, and it's really a big problem. I want to explain to you what I think is the correct response, and these days almost everyone agrees with me. Watch this. We mentioned already yesterday, Hagrusha Eila Mizonos. The idea of alimony is foreign to us. In America, alimony. You were married, you had to pay alimony, just like this, for no other reason. Nothing with the kids. The wife, it's alimony. Not true. Not true. He saw two Gemaras. I think he did it by Skype, I think, maybe. The more Tzadi Zayin Rebeis. The Goresh, Zayin of the Goresh, he paid his own. Kuv Zayin Rebeis also. That's obvious. Okay. Fine. Watch this. What happens? Imrotzam Nugureshes Sheyeh Beno Etzla Ein Mafrishin Osim Imeno Ad Sheyeh Ben Shei Shonim Gemurus Till 6 they with the mother. And the Kofin is Ove Venosin Lomazonos Wait to Limo. What's going on? This is the truth in all in America. You force the husband, the father, to pay the food even though she's living with the mother. Yeah? If I have custody, it's talking American Shrach, echo the Mazonas. If you had Salimo, if she has custody, ain't no clue. I'm not going to give a penny. The Habas, the daughter, ain't Salimo, the Olam, I feel the Achashesh. This is Perikov, does everyone have Ramakos? Perikov Aleph, Halacha Yudzayim. It's right here. The Ravid. Ain't I da so veles? Shenochem is a av la hafrid with no me men or she but shesh? But who chayav the chancho Torah ben arba ben chomesh? Vech yach the chenev u godol ben hanoshim. Ooh, turn the knife. Go amongst the women. I stand right on the right. Comes the Magid Mishnah. Zeboru, she goes manchi Mugureshes Gemura, ain't Balachai Mazon Asea. Finished. Gemura means supposed to Mugureshes Vein and Mugureshes. Okay? Fine. Watch this. Samachemed Bates, Zon Odom, Bonav Ktani Ktanim, until 6. Kod Bevav Yotzeb Erev, Emo, the mother. So you see? Same as the Gemara has that in the case of a situation where perhaps they're still married. Gabe Grusha, right? The kid till 6 has to be with his mother. Yotzer Imo, no, it's obviously about the mother. Says the Ravid, Ba. Lo matzasi chiyu ben dal vehei she'enu chayav lachniso le melamed prophecy ben vav. Says the Baba Basra, for the Hilchos Talmud Torah. Maybe the Rav means, the Ravid, yodei al adaber mon sukkah of the melam the Torah tzivu lana Moshe. Perek al Hilchos Talmud Torah. Ain't to kushya. His visitation. All this stuff is his visitation. His visitation. Instead of taking him to a ball game, teach him Torah, Sivu, Lana, Moshe. That's what it says. Now, Rabosai, this is discussed over here in this sefer to the very, very end. In page Tovshin Yud Beis, so not much coming to the end. The Sefer ends in Yud Ches. So the last five pages of the Sefer is again volume 1. It's another volume just a stick. We'll be coming back here too. It's a fascinating Sefer. He writes as follows. He says, What will happen in a situation where the Mikvah shenira l'dayim shakot koruch achaimo v'nitzrach lo ein l'chofo l'adurim aviv. You can't force a child to live with the father if the child is just hanging on to the mother's apron all the time. I, the father, the kentuch and the chinuch, too bad. What's the raya? From a daughter. A daughter also a father is chayav to do chinuch. I mentioned this a minute ago in the Baruch Shem Tarani. It still stays by the mother. Why? Because daughters like to be with their mother. So if this particular person happens to be a male, but he wants to be with his mother, you can't take him away. You can't.
How old? Did he say how old?
Forever. Pashtus. Let's turn. We only have another few minutes to go.
Are these hard and fast rules?
I don't think my view, nothing is hard and fast.
So these are presumptions.
Presumptions, but right? There is only one rule. what's in the best interest of the children. That's what the American government wants, and that's what the halacha wants. Of course, what defines the best interest is somewhat different. But that is how many ball games they can go to. Plus, to become a frumayid, you know, that's a well-balanced individual and a healthy child, you know. Not always pleasure in divorced homes, but that's generally our, that's our business way. What's good for the kids? This black letter law we put aside. We'll see some details. Tomorrow, should we be tomorrow Sunday, am I saying?
The Sunday schedule, yeah.
So tomorrow, should 11:30, if that's what everyone wants? Sunday schedule? Good. We try to follow the thing. And Sunday's also Sunday schedule.
No, Sunday.
No shear Sunday? What does it say then?
Officially, I think.
No shear Sunday? Yeah. Really?
Good.
No, I want to. I follow the calendar.
Monday is a Friday schedule, and Tuesday is a Thursday schedule.
Do I have shiur on Monday?
What?
Is it Friday schedule?
Yeah,
Friday, after 3 o'clock it's Friday schedule.
Yeah, after 3 o'clock.
So there is shiur on, officially on Monday.
Monday there's
shiur. Sunday officially there's no shiur. I don't have to do things.
At what time is Monday?
Regular time.
Wait,
and
Tuesday
is
Tuesday?
No, Tuesday is a Thursday schedule. Tuesday is 10:45. And Monday is 3 o'clock. And Sunday, I'll give shiur if the Talmidim want, but if they don't want, I'm willing to give off. Because I don't like to go against the calendar. Take a vote. Who wants a shiur on Sunday? Raise your hand. Tremendous number of Talmidim.
I'm not going to hear it. I'd like it. Though.
Yeah. We will follow the calendar and not give shiur on Sunday. For me, it's a mysterious effort. I don't like to give into these calendars, but I know my limitations. Okay, so we will not give shiur Sunday. I was unaware of this calendar. I think it's outrageous. But I will keep my opinions to myself, and we'll leave it the way it's good. We'll follow. We'll be good boys. We will not give the shiur. Try to be obedient to the calendar. Okay, fine. Good. So tomorrow again, it's chazan again. Tomorrow is at 11:30. Thursday, chalila. Thursday is the rice. We'll never go there. But Sunday is up to Isru chag. Three Isrus. There's no shiur then either. And then and Monday we go back to regular, and Tuesday is Thursday. Okay, fine. And then normal till the end of the month. The other days like this?
Should be normal.
Then yeah, okay, great. Sure. That's all.
We
will give shiur until the calendar says to give shiur. We try to follow the calendar in this place. We try. Once in a while it becomes impossible. Here I will let it go.
Next Thursday is Thursday also, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Two Thursdays. It confuses Shir Shayom. Look at the Chavas Mechokek, Rabosai, and Simon Pei Beis, Sivkot and Tess. Simon Pei Beis, Sivkot and Tess. What is the nature of the father's rights? Well, the father says, you know, I want to feed them, and I want to feed them on my terms, in my house. I don't want to feed them somewhere else. What's the nature of that right that the father has? It seems like this, and we have to stop because I have to. One third of saying a Shir across the hall. Officially. We can start that later over there too. But let's just pay Bays. Sivkot and Tess. Says the Chavos Mechokek as follows. The father says, he'll say, Imeinu etzli, Elohim lamazonos. He's not by me, I'm not gonna feed him. Yesh the dakde. The mashmeh ma'ein mocheles lamazonos. Tucha lahafzik b'no esla korcho. וזהו נגד המוסקול. לא מתוך על הכובר ויהיה לו שייכס לבן, הוא מצוב עליו בכמה דברים. כאילו של חפטס, למד התורה. But the simple reader of the Rambam is in Shulchan Aruch, is that the father can only say, if you won't come to me, I won't feed you. So there. And she'll say, good, you don't feed him, it'll be by me. Why should that be so? Why should that be so? Yeshu Yashu the Doha. Shekishabein ain't a road to the part of my emo. Yesh la ab lomar ain't a lie here stuck on the farmazo. Cause man she ain't shamel the cold of the os etzli the lambda Torah. Usha ar dvarim. So what does that mean? That the father can demand that he live with him. He can demand it. Others say no. The Pasha Tran the Rambam is. He cannot demand it. He can only say, he won't come with me. I'm not going to feed him. That's as far as it goes. That's the punch of Shadr Amon Shulchan Aruch. Is that way. It's a machlekes. And the idea of the daughter being with the mother, where do you find that concept? The daughter with the mother? Just another, we're on the tour? We had a tour before? Where's the Torah? Yeah. Yeah. Just here. Watch. Here we go. Hod Amrinan Bas Eitzalima. The Bas, right? What's the dialogue? Tod Amrinan Bas Eitzalima. This is what he says, amazing Kiddush. Hanadavka Balmana. Lo Shafkinila Bahade Krovi Avia. Sheruyan Liosha. In other words, if there is an almana, it means the husband died. So this daughter goes to her mother. It means the father died, goes to the mother. And the father's relatives, the grandparents, can say, we want to take care of the child. Aba begrusha, shafkinen la, eta lavia.
Wow!
Yes, Omri. Rama says in the Gonin, no, grusha. Rama says the same thing. It goes to the mother, even in the case of a grusha. But the whole thing is predicated on an assumption. As the Gemara says, Bas Eitz Elohim. Right? And that discussion is a question, how far does it go? This is an amazing Kiddush. I mean, let's see, just the base source, just for half a second, talks about it. Ooh. I'm finding this. Okay. Kuv Bezim and Bez is Batei Talaim. It's only by an Almona. Where is this found? In the Rosh Rabosai, in Perek Yud Bez, Simen Dalet. Let's just see this last and we'll stop. Okay? Let's turn to the Rosh Perek Yud Bez, Simen Dalet. Then we'll have to stop and we'll continue, Mr. Shem, tomorrow. Perek Yud Bez, Simen Dalet in the Rosh. It's on the Mama Cox, Paragid Base, and a down. So it's pretty high up in the Mama Cox. We're not finished with this yet. Maybe after the break, it's a long break, I'll try to give you a new Mama Cox. Okay, we'll leave that next Monday morning. It's a long way home, it's only Tuesday. But all right, we'll do what we can do. Paragid Base, simmer down. Yes, Omer. Hod Armina and Babas Eitzala Aim Haim Abal Mona. Lo Shafkin and Labas Bade Krovi Avia. Hale Talima. Ava Begrusha Shafkin Ale Talavia. Ava Meir Halevi Zalkosa. Ava Sarama. Shrubba Chuba Sagonim. Do I did Begrusha? He brings it right from the Mishnah. Hanos Yes Isha. Stomach Atani. Hu Mashma. Ben Grusha Ben Amona. Hala Katani. The Mokam Shia Ima. La Shminan. Da Bas Eitzala Aim. So we pass in the clause like this, like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, against the Yeshom, which is found in the Rosh and in the Torah. So Rabosai, we have to stop now. We'll have to go a little further and see how these are affected by today's circumstance. The world's changed. We said yesterday there are schools now. It's not the same as when they used to work in their own homes. We said tomorrow we'll discuss these matters. Okay. Please take one.